Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of South Harton football, Nick Eller, as the Tigers, the number four team in Class 1A, are moving on to the second round of this postseason as they won last week in the first round 35-7 at home over Comanche. And coach, your thoughts on that win to help this Tigers team move on here in the postseason?
Really thought our defense had just a spectacular game, played really well, have a really nice passing game and some good receivers, good quarterback. And I thought our defense was just lights out all night long. Held them to no touchdowns. Only touchdown we gave up was just a fumble return at the end of the game. So just a great job by our defense. I thought our offense was good, but not as good as I expect. I thought we were a little inconsistent, had some blown plays, some misplays. And so that's stuff we can work on this week for the Ridgeview game. But overall, I thought it was just a good night, took care of business, came out of it healthy, and did what we were expected to do. And now we've got to just work on every week here in the playoffs. We keep getting better then too. I think a lot of people just think you just play like you have all year. I think you got to keep improving because the games you're coming up against are just a better and better team each time. So we're going to be in for a challenge this coming week, but I thought this Comanche game really was a good job of kind of setting us up for the rest of this playoff run.
And this Ridgeview team, you're going to play in the second round. It'll be the first time you ever get a chance to play them. What you've seen on film here so far, your initial thoughts on facing the Raptors?
Not a ton of stuff we haven't seen this year. Running, kind of what they run defense and offensive wise. A lot of things we've seen bits and pieces of that from different teams. We've seen a lot this year. Teams have really thrown a lot of different stuff at us. So I think that's helped us get prepared for weeks like this. Definitely a run heavy team on offense. I got two really nice backs that got wheels, got good vision, good cutting. Really make you have to just play good, sound, disciplined defense. If you don't, they're going to take it to the house. So got to really, really take care of that side of the ball. And then offensive wise, nothing really shocking, but we just got to play our game. They don't do anything we haven't seen, but they got some really nice size. They look like a tall basketball team out in the field, and they got 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", guys all over the place. But there's still stuff there to be had if we do our jobs and block the way we know how to block. So definitely going to be a challenge. I really like their team. I think they're an athletic team. They're a nice size team. They got good line size. They got good skill size. So it's going to present a lot of challenges to us, but it's a lot of just how are we going to play? How are we going to execute? I think that really will come down to who wins the game.
An opportunity to be able to play on your home field again here in the second round you take on this Raptors team, what that means for your team getting a chance to play in friendly confines again?
Definitely a huge step for our program. There's no doubt about it. We've never had more than just the one or two games like we did last year and years past. Like we just had the one. So getting home field through the dome is a huge deal, just a kind of a sign of our step of our program, taking another step forward. Getting that is very cool. Kids are excited about it. Our fans are excited about it. Now you got to do something about it. Go win games that you expect to win and you want to win. It's kind of the next step. Now home field won't win you the game, but it sure should help. And we've got to go take advantage of that now and take care of business. Now that we've kind of set ourselves up for that.
Your message to the team, as you enter another winner go home spot, get a chance to be able to play at home, to help, with that.
Our message has kind of been the same the last few weeks here. You're down to your last four quarters guaranteed. And who's gonna play the hardest, who's gonna execute the best, and who's gonna leave it on the field. And that's really all we've asked our kids here the last, most of the season, and especially the last few weeks, we've really hammered home. It's playoff football. Kind of been playoff football every week for us since the Grundy game. And how are you gonna leave the field? How do you wanna leave the field? How do you wanna kind of leave your legacy? And how are you going to play those last four quarters that you're guaranteed? And that's really all we preach, because I feel like if we go out and take care of business like we're capable of, we got a team that can go beat anybody on a given night. And the exact opposite could happen also. So got to go out, play our style of football, Tiger football, and kind of play the Tiger way is something we talk about a lot. And, hopefully that's what takes care of business.
Final thoughts, coach, as this Tiger football team continues to represent South Hardin well, and another chance to do that on Friday night in the second round of this Class 1A postseason.
Yeah, super excited for the opportunity to be at home. Really appreciate all of our fan support. We're going to need a huge crowd Friday just to have that home support, so we really would appreciate all the Tiger fans and surrounding communities coming to support us and you know, really giving that home field advantage another notch. So really appreciate what we've had this season and looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck to you and the Tigers as you take on Ridgeview in the second round of the Class 1A postseason on Friday night.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, for joining us here on Radio on the Go.